Yesterday afternoon at this time in Hard Drive, I was responding to a story in the Telegraph newspaper. I think I might have said the Guardian newspaper yesterday, but it was the Telegraph, saying that some people, unions and employer bodies in the UK, were concerned about a nascent trend which saw some companies asking their employees to give permission to have a microchip implanted between the pinky and the thumb, and that microchip would then enable access to buildings, access to secure areas of the office, and so on. We spoke to a microchip developer in Denmark, I think he came from, can't exactly remember, but from Scandinavia somewhere, and he said, oh yeah, this is, you know, run of the mill, and it's absolutely the way to go, because it's the best way to secure all of the information that is out there about you, it, and so on. And one of the responses I got was from the man to whom we're going to speak now, Martin Dippenaar, CEO of Global Kinetic. Hello, Martin.
Hi, how are you doing, John?
All right, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you very much.
You said to me that this technology, this microchip implant technology, is never going to get a foothold. Why not?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people get really upset about the idea of having an implant in their bodies. But, you know, when you think about it, all it is, it's a unique number that gets transmitted when your hand gets swiped, which is exactly the same as having a bank card or an access card in your hand. The fact of the matter is that if you look at what's currently happening in the world, and this is what worries me always, is that we are currently, and for the last couple of years, everywhere you go, everything that you do, where your home is, where your work is, what you browse, where you shop, what your income is, who your friends are, who you're talking to, all these things, all these thousands and thousands of data points are collected from you and stored by companies like Facebook and Google and Apple and so forth, and many governments. Now, that to me is a much bigger problem, that we are effectively almost people without their knowledge really giving this data away, although one could argue that there's situations where you really can't control that. But the fact of the matter is technology is moving pretty fast, and facial recognition and all sorts of other types of bio type of technology is moving pretty fast. So within the next couple of years, and I would imagine within the next 5 years or so, you wouldn't need your phone with you, you wouldn't need any cards with you or any ID. When you approach a machine like an ATM or when you're at a point of sale, those machines will just automatically and with very, very high accuracy know exactly who you are and do the transaction for you. So when you're out in public, there will be sensors that know where you're walking or where you're driving or whatever. And those issues, to me, are much, much more worrying and more insidious and have a much bigger potential to be misused than, you know, placing a microchip in your hand with a number in it. So
how realistic is that scenario you describe, Martin? Because it sounds like, you know, a plot line for a dystopian movie starring Tom Cruise rather than something which is going to be happening in a few years' time.
Yeah, so you're probably going to think I'm a little bit on the pessimistic side, but that's very realistic. Already, if you look at the iPhone 10 and a lot of the Android phones or your Windows laptop, when you open it, it does facial recognition, or the older ones do, like fingerprint recognition, and plugs it in. A lot of the governments, a lot of the countries already have cameras in the street that do facial recognition as you walk past. So these are not technologies that are way in the future and that are not currently used. A lot of these technologies are used, and you must remember, as technology progresses, it becomes small and becomes part of our environment, and that has been a trend for the last couple of decades. And all that you're going to see now is that all these things just continue to be smaller and in our environment. So, you know, you won't need your phone. And the thing is, people seem to not have an issue with having...
But let me be deliberately naive. If I can walk up to my ATM and as I walk up, say, 500 Rand, please, and by the time I get to the ATM, the 500 Rand is in my hand, hey, what's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that because technology is about convenience, okay? The problem is that we need to, as humans, protect our privacy. And a lot of these technologies, one could argue, is going against our rights for privacy, for freedom of speech, for, you know, being where we want to be with who we want to be without having that privacy invaded. Now, when you're looking at these technologies are designed to basically know everything about you at every single time of the day and at night when you're sleeping. What's your heart rate? How many times do you get up? How many times do you wake up? Lots of people have watches on their arms that do that already, or your phone. you know, how many stairs do you climb, how many steps did you take to that. All this data is permanently stored somewhere. I mean, it's not, we don't think about it, but it doesn't go away. It's somewhere forever, you know, and that is the problem. And your dystopian Tom Cruise scenario, in my opinion, is where we're going. You know, there's a lot of privacy groups who are working very, very hard against this and to protect us from these type of things. But you just need to look at what's happening in the world today, what's happening in American elections or with Brexit or with various different types of political scenarios around the world to see how the data that is being taken from you and, you know, how people are being targeted with specific messages to control how they vote or how they behave. You know, so you know, the discussions about that implant, but for me, you know, the direction where, and I'm a technologist, so I love technology in general, but I find the direction that technology is going is extremely worrying. You know, specifically, when you start talking about things like artificial intelligence and so on, which we're not talking about right now, the ideas behind that and the impact of that is potentially really, really not good.
Wow. Stefan, could you come and do the last hour of the program, please? I want to find a blanket and hide under it for a couple of years. But Martin, thank you very much for that. Martin Dipinar, CEO of Global Kinetic.